In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's hear some more cases of apparitions of Saint Joseph. On Ash Wednesday, February 16, 1575, Saint Teresa of Jesus, also known as Teresa of Avila, went accompanied by two priests to a convent in Bias de Segura, a town in the province of Jaén in Spain. They celebrated Ash Wednesday in the parish, and Sister Ana de Jesus, an eyewitness to the events of that day, says, "In Sierra Morena, a mountain range in Spain, the carters lost their way, so they did not know where they were going. Our Mother Teresa of Jesus ordered us, the eight nuns who went with her, to pray to God and to our Father Saint Joseph to guide us, because the driver said that we were lost and that they could not find a way out of some very high cliffs where we were going. And at the time that Saint Teresa of Jesus sent us what was said, a man who in his voice seemed old said, 'Stop, stop, you're lost, and you're going to fall if you pass that way.' And at this voice, we stopped, and the priests and lay people who were with us began to listen and ask, 'Father, what way do we have to get out of the strait in which we are?' He told them to go to a location that we all saw that miraculously the carts had been able to cross that way. Some wanted to go look for the one who had warned us, and Saint Teresa of Jesus told us with great devotion and tears, 'I don't know why we let them go. He was my father, Saint Joseph, and they won't find him.' And so it was that they returned, saying that they had not been able to find a trace of him, although they had reached the depth from where the voice sounded." Father Gracian, confessor of Saint Teresa of Jesus, recounts the case of a religious from the monastery of Our Lady of Montserrat, who was very devoted to Saint Joseph. One day, this person went out for a lonely walk through those mountains and went further than usual, getting lost, losing his way, and becoming completely disoriented. Not knowing where to go, the religious entrusted himself to Saint Joseph. Shortly after, he met a stranger who was leading a lady mounted on a donkey and carrying a small child in her arms. After the previous greetings, the religious asked them which way he should take to the monastery, to which the stranger replied, "If you want to follow us, I'll show it to you, because you would hardly find it, especially when night falls. Fear not, for I know these trails well." They walked for a long time, talking about the things of God, so that the religious's heart felt inflamed with love for eternal goods. At last, they reached a place that the monk knew. Then, the strangers said goodbye, and the priest, turning around, did not see them anymore, because they had disappeared. Reflecting on this event, he realized that it was Saint Joseph with the Virgin Mary and the child Jesus, who had come to get him out of trouble and lead him safely to the monastery. Saint John of the Cross had great devotion to Saint Joseph. The seal that he used on documents represented Mount Carmel, surmounted by a cross and with the inscription Saint Joseph. This is how it appears in the autograph preserved by the barefoot Carmelite nuns of Sanlúcar la Mayor in Seville. But he did not always have this devotion. There is an event in his life that made him a great devotee of Saint Joseph. Saint John of the Cross was confessor of the Discalced Carmelites, while he was superior of the Convent of the Martyrs of Granada. One day, he could not go down to confess them, and entrusted the office to Father Pedro and Father Evangelista. As the two discalced enter the public square in the city of Seville, a man appears to them. He is of good size, with a fair and rosy complexion, and has gray hair. He looks about 50 years old. He wears a black suit and is venerable looking. He approaches, separates them, and standing in the middle of them, asks where they come from. "From the discalced Carmelite nuns," answered Father Pedro. "Very well, do your obeisances to attend them, because in this religious order, our Lord is very pleased, and His Majesty esteems it greatly, and it will increase. Fathers, why do you have so much devotion to Saint Joseph in your order? Because our Holy Mother Teresa of Jesus was very devoted to him, because he had helped her a lot in her foundations, and she had obtained many things from the Lord. And for this reason, the houses that she has founded have been titled Saint Joseph, says Father Pedro. See your reverences in my face and have a lot of devotion to this saint, who will help to obtain anything. The discalced ones no longer see him because he had disappeared. When they arrive at the martyrs' convent, they tell the prior what has happened to them. Saint John of the Cross shows no surprise and tells them, "Be quiet, who did not know him. Know that it was Saint Joseph. Know that you had to kneel to the saint. And he did not appear to you because of you, but because of me, that I was not as devoted to him as I should have been, but I will be from now on." In 1847, some sisters from the Congregation of the Sisters of St. Joseph of the Apparition, founded by St. Emily de Villar, were traveling from France to Burma. Since the Suez Canal did not yet exist at that time, they had to disembark in Alexandria and go to Suez by way of the desert. One of the witnesses, Sister Cipriana, says, "The route was made in very bad carriages driven by the Arabs. Our six sisters were all young and inexperienced in travel. They had 20,000 francs in their bags for the expenses of the route, which was not very safe. During the trip from Alexandria to Suez, a good old man introduced himself to our sisters every time the carriage stopped and told them, 'It's me, my daughters. Don't be afraid of anything. I'm here.' The old man had a long beard and a cane in his hand. He would take their little packages and help them out of the carriage. This lasted until our dear sisters were embarked at Suez. After having accompanied them to the ship, the good old man said again, 'Goodbye, my daughters. Good trip. Do not fear anything. I am there.' And he disappeared. Our sisters looked at each other at the moment in which the ship began to move, and like the disciples of Emmaus, their eyes were opened at that moment, and they recognized that the old man had been Saint Joseph and that he had disappeared without a trace." Precisely, the name of the Congregation of the Sisters of Saint Joseph of the Apparition was probably due to an apparition that the founder had, according to her own niece, Mrs. Camille Brusly. The famous French apostle and mystic, Father John Edward Lamy, also known as Père Lamy, who lived from 1853 to 1941, says, "I began to feel the desire to be a priest on the day of my first communion at the age of 11. I studied when I could, but I could only at night, and I had elementary education. I couldn't understand how I could become a priest. I did not have the means, and I thought I was incapable. I was desperate. And then Saint Joseph appeared to me and confirmed me in my vocation. He told me, 'You will be a priest and a good priest.' Since then, I have made every possible effort to become one. Saint Joseph told me with an imperative tone and extending his hand forward as if to swear. The second time he appeared to me was at La Courneuve. He talked to me about personal things. He is very good, but he has a voice as sweet as the Virgin. He has the accent of his country and a slightly hoarse voice, like that of a person from the East. The third time was also in La Courneuve, in the garden room, not in the church. I had placed the image of Saint Joseph there. It was July 3rd, 1917. The ladies of the parish had cleaned it up, and I saw the image 3 or 4 days later. When I entered the room, he was there smiling. I asked him, 'Are you Saint Joseph?' He talked to me about personal things." St. Luigi Orioni says, "We were in March 1900. Those were times when we had nothing, we had no bread, and St. Joseph came to our aid. We were in great need of money, and we entrusted ourselves to St. Joseph, who is invoked as administrator, or better, as a provider for religious houses, like he was for the Holy Family. One day, we were left with nothing, and exactly during the novena of St. Joseph, the day before his feast, it seemed that St. Joseph did not want to help us. But behold, a man shows up at our door and asks, 'Where is the superior?' The doorman tells me, 'A man wants to talk to you. Is he a creditor? I do not know him. Isn't he the milkman or the butcher? I don't know.' Those were times when another creditor pursued me, and they didn't let me rest. I hurried down the stairs and found a modestly dressed man with a beard, and he tells me, 'Are you the superior? Here is some money.' And he left a thick envelope with money. I remember this as if it were this morning. I asked him if we should celebrate some masses for his intention. He told me no, that we should keep praying. I had never seen him. He looked at me for a moment, bowed, and hurried away. I would have wanted to stop him, but I didn't have the courage. However, his presence and his words left me enchanted. And while he was leaving, those who had been present told me that the face of that man had something heavenly. And so we all went in his footsteps to see where he was going. But that man went out through the door, took a few steps down the outside stairs, and was no longer seen to the right or to the left, or in the courtyard or in the church. I sent two to go look for him, but they couldn't find him. He had barely left, and he had already disappeared." The Monsignor came. We told him what happened, and he said, "It was St. Joseph. He was truly St. Joseph." I made him observe, "But he was young, too young, and with a reddish beard." He responded to me, "St. Joseph should not be old." The truth is that there was enough money in the envelope to pay all the most urgent and important debtors, and we always thanked St. Joseph. The Venerable Consolata Patrone, who lived from 1903 to 1946, wrote in her diary, "On March 20, 1935, Franca wrote me a letter announcing my father's illness and his anguish. The mother prioress repeated to me, sometimes, that I should pray for my father. On the morning of April 17th, in communion, I offered my father to Jesus, so that, if it was his will, he would take him with him before the end of the year. That same day, my father died. I was taking my turn to confess and prayed the rosary, unaware of his death. The prioress did not want to tell me the news until the afternoon. Why hadn't Jesus told me about my father's death? I asked him, 'Jesus, where is my father?' 'He's in purgatory, Consolata.' 'Release him, I beg you.' 'I'll release him on Saturday morning,' Jesus replied. 'On Saturday?' On the afternoon of Holy Thursday, I heard my father's anguished voice telling me in dialect, 'I suffer so much.' And Jesus was inexorable. 'No, no, I can't release him until Saturday.' So I entrusted myself to St. Joseph, choosing him as my father. And he appeared to me with the Virgin Mary. St. Joseph told me, 'Consolata, what's wrong? You're sad?' 'St. Joseph, my father is in purgatory, and Jesus does not want to release him until Saturday morning.' 'Don't worry, he will free him tomorrow, Good Friday.' 'But Jesus doesn't want to. I've asked him so much.' 'Oh, I ordered Jesus, and tomorrow he will free your father.' On Good Friday, when we were in the liturgical function, my father appeared to me, barely out of purgatory. The sight of my dad will never be erased from my mind. His face had signs of suffering, but he had a deep peace. He spoke to me in dialect, and told me that he was going to paradise, and that there he would pray for me and for the whole family. On November 9th of that same year, 1935, St. Joseph, whom she had named as her father, instead of her deceased father, told her, "I will help you in your mission, and I will assist you at the last moment. I am the protector of the dying and the terror of demons. In the last moments of your life, I will be by your side spiritually, sensibly. Are you happy?" On November 26, 1938, Jesus told her, "I give you Saint Joseph as a protector until your last breath, to help you and prepare a holy death for you." And she said, "It is so beautiful to live with my three, Jesus, the Virgin, and Saint Joseph. With Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph, you can enjoy an early heaven." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.